right, you primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry flavored soft drink from Maker's Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me what I thought is woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyway.
Sports movie?
Okay, we've got to put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this
place, man.
Go look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylon to bring us down a possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, this shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
Where are the stars in this piece of shit?
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because the guy reads comics he can't...
I'll fucking take all you want. I got a Spider-Man t-shirt. I got Converse that are running off my feet.
Well, hello, sir.
Hello.
How are you?
Not bad.
You're very enthusiastic this week.
So
I like that.
Enthusiastic.
Is it because it's lovely outside? Or?
It's because the negative black hole over there is missing. Oh, wow. That's terrible.
That is terrible.
When
not
he
even
hears
here
that
to
back.
Defend himself.
Yeah, this is going to be bad.
You're going to get sassed for
I'm
that later.
Gonna
I
get
suspect.
Pulled into the darkness.
That's right.
Of singularity. All light will be sucked in.
So, yes, Big Kev is not with us right now.
Correct.
But he should be here.
He may show up later.
Soon.
He is currently on a top secret mission.
That's right.
Getting lollipops.
That's right. Make sure that Suburban Vinyl is is stocked and ready to go.
Do they owe us a dollar for saying that at the beginning of the episode as opposed to the middle?
Maybe. Maybe we could charge him a...
I would like a lollipop.
A lollipop? We could probably arrange that.
Okay.
Are you coming to Geek Flea in a couple weeks with us? It's on a Saturday, so I know that's tough for you.
Yeah, I don't know. I would like to make an appearance, but I do not want to commit and not follow through.
Well, if you think...
Which reminds me...
Yes.
You'll notice... What? That I posted a Twitter recap.
Oh, did you? I missed it.
Of a Hannibal episode.
Oh.
It is not good, but it happened.
But it happened. That's all right, as long as it happened.
And what you'll also notice is, so did Big Kev.
Did he do the Walking Dead recap?
He did.
Wow, I feel terrible because I missed these things. I'll have to seek them out later.
Yeah, so it is happening.
It is on.
It's crazy.
That's fantastic.
It's awesome. Good times.
I'm proud of you guys.
Yeah.
I got to mention baby steps.
Right? It's going well.
Yeah.
And now I get to mention Hannibal twice in the episode. So
wow.
There you go. See, it's all been a ploy all along.
Well, seeing as how Big Kev is not quite here with us yet for this episode 321, we are going to call this one Late to the Party.
Late to the Party. Indeed.
But
we will not keep any hors d'oeuvres.
No, there will be no hors d'oeuvres left.
Nothing.
Since I'm here, I can guarantee there will be no booze left by the time he gets here. And apparently I like to drink on the show, I've been told. Even though
you had like one beer.
One beer.
And twice.
There have been other occasions over the past 8 years where I have had beers occasionally
You're allowed to drink on the show.
When we were doing the live show,
yeah.
When we had a little studio built in that place in Hoboken, you were not with us at the time.
Right, right.
There may have been one episode where I had several beers, but for the most part,
we should do a drunk episode.
I'm down.
Coming, you know, the one that's coming up. That's
yeah. You know, I'm okay with that.
Kilometer stone-ish.
Yeah. Well, you know, for those of you who were at episode 300, yes, the live event, that was a drunk episode.
That is true. But we could do it again. It's 20-something
episodes later. Sure. Yeah. I'm down with it. I'm down for it. Do we have to introduce ourselves? We've established Big Kev is in here.
Big Kev is not here.
I am OG.
I am Scapegoat.
There you go. That's out of the way.
Ta-da.
I guess we could just move on with the news.
Let's do it.
The saddest news this week, no new episode of Arrow.
Oh, really?
It's very depressing. Next week. Crap. They're taking a week off.
I hate when they do this. So the Blacklist just came back also.
Right.
And you're like, oh, right. Because the Olympics, fucking bullshit Olympics. You know, the TV comes back. Like, okay, cool. We're back in the story. And then it goes, coming in 2 weeks. It's like, what? Why?
I don't.
Why
is there something going on this week? There's no State of the Union address
I think in NBC's case, The Voice premiered.
Oh, okay.
And then they premiered Believe, which we can also talk about a little bit.
But what is CW's excuse? Does CW have an excuse?
I don't know.
All right.
I don't know. What else is CW doing except that weird?
What is Supernatural? Is that
Star
CW?
Cross?
That
it still is. Does yeah, very, that's that does a big, very well. Yeah, it's right? a big show.
The Vampire Diaries, I think, does well for them.
Yeah, Tweevee.
Yeah, yeah.
I just made that up. Is that a thing? Is that a genre?
It is now.
You're welcome, world.
And CW would have you believe, based on the marketing campaign, that Arrow should be part of Tweevee.
I still don't understand that there, at all.
I saw one now of Colton Haynes.
Why?
So I don't know. It's terrible. But let's talk a little bit about
female characters where they could do the same thing.
Sure,
who to not be sexist. That's my point.
It's equal opportunity.
It should be. It should be one on each side of the bus stop.
That is. I'm all for that.
Right.
I'm all for that. I think was it an episode back? I think maybe two episodes back. We got Katie Lotz in a sports bra. I think for part of the episode during a training. Exercise.
That was fine.
So
she
that
got
was
hit
okay.
In the face.
Yeah,
that's not the good part. I'm just
wow. It took a dark turn there.
No, not what I meant. Not what I meant.
But let's talk about Arrow.
Yeah.
So next week's episode, the 19th, is Suicide Squad.
Yeah,
is the name of the episode.
Yep.
And
they name the members.
They do name the members. We know who it is. It's going to be Deadshot, Shrapnel,
Bronze Tiger,
Diggle. Which we still don't
get.
Yeah,
I don't get that at all.
The other female ex-officer that is friends with Diggle.
Right.
She's the one that brings Diggle into the fold, so she's part of the team as well.
We don't know why.
And then the mystery character.
And your favorite character also, of course, is going to be
involved. No, I don't even mention her. I don't even want to mention her.
You don't want to talk about
Amanda?
Okay.
No. Amanda. Ugh.
All right, fair enough.
I don't know. It's so irrational that I don't like her.
There's
no logical reason
maybe
for me
you
to
have
dislike her.
A fear of strong female black women.
I don't think that's
as
what
opposed
it is.
To male,
like,
as opposed to strong male black women. I don't know what the fuck that was.
I was going to say, I like Michonne. I mean, not on the TV show, but like as a character, I like Michonne.
Right.
So it's not that.
But she's badass. She's not. She's also strong, but she's badass. There's a different likability there.
I think it's because the character of Amanda Waller is kind of sleazy.
She's a little maybe you don't
swarmy.
Like her because she's politician-y.
She is politician-y, and she's kind of dirty.
Yeah.
Politician-y, you know
where do
what
you
mean?
Dislike her most from? Is it from animated DC, like Justice League stuff? Or is it from...
I think it is... Well, I don't know her enough from Arrow. She's only been in like 30 seconds of one episode,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I'm going to say... No, I think it's the book. I think it's from the books. Because I hate to say it, but in the animated series, she seemed... She was sleazy, but she seemed less... I don't know, less assuming.
They developed,
but maybe because
they developed her pretty well in the show.
They did, but maybe because the audience was a bit, the target audience was a bit younger. They didn't quite make her as, she's kind of a bad guy, really.
No, I don't agree with you.
She's kind of a bad guy.
I disagree with you. In the show, I think they bring up kind of deep questions about Superman goes bad and destroys the world.
That's okay
and her trying to be like,
that's what Batman's for.
We need a series, and that's what Batman's
for. What's Batman's for? The answer to Superman going bad is Batman.
I saw a comic today that was like math on why Batman is the greatest superhero ever, and it was like Iron Man plus Batman with an EMP gun equals guy.
Yeah.
Superman plus Batman with kryptonite equals guy.
Yeah.
Batman minus money minus Batman equals kung fu looking guy. Kung fu looking guy is greater than guy. Batman wins. I'm like, okay, good point. Yeah.
Well, that logic.
Well done.
If you apply that flow chart, perfect.
Yeah, it works.
But let's get back to the Suicide Squad.
Yeah, Suicide Squad. The other one. Is that
the other character.
Yeah.
So there was a teaser for the episode. It was like a 2-minute teaser or whatever it was.
It was like the second season episode.
And I missed it the first time I watched. I missed this thing.
No, no. There were two different teasers. So I missed it also.
Yeah.
There was a this coming up on the second half of the season, which it was not in.
No, she was not
Then there was a next episode on the Suicide Squad, which is 30 seconds. That's the frame that it came from.
Right.
So I missed it too.
And this, of course, is what we are anticipating to be the inclusion of Harley Quinn on the show in the Suicide Squad. And what we're hoping is more than just a cameo. So the image we're talking about is in that teaser trailer, which I will post online. I think it's actually been posted already, but if it's not, I'll post it online. They quickly pan past one of the cells and you see the back of a blonde, pigtailed, disheveled female in the Argus jumpsuit.
Yep.
And it has to be Harley Quinn.
It has to
be. It wouldn't make sense for it to be anybody but Harley Quinn.
Correct.
There's been some talk back and forth whether or not they would include her because she is a pretty big part of the Suicide Squad and the current DC 52 universe. But I think that pretty much confirms it. And we have a possible actress playing the role too.
Ooh.
Cassidy Alexis is her name. You're not going to know her from anything because she hasn't been in anything. But if you've seen her image, and I think I sent you a picture. Did I not? A picture of her, the one holding the lollipop. Did I not send that image?
Nope.
I think she could pull off the role. She's got the right look, I think, to pull off the role. And then of course
it's Cassidy Alexa.
Yes.
Got it.
And, when it first kind of hit online that she might be playing the role. Yeah. She's like a dancer.
I really hope she's not as young cause she's cute.
I believe it's Cassidy Alexa. Did I screw that up?
No. You said Alexis. It's Alexa. Okay.
It's Alexa. Sorry. I think she's good for the role. I think she fits. So we'll see whether or not it's just a cameo. Of course, anybody who's been mentioning her as Harley Quinn, she's been retweeting.
Yep.
And there is
she totally looks like she could play the. It's
she's perfect casting, at least from a
physically.
Looks. You know, it's weird.
Mr. J.
She's kind of got this big animated smile.
Yeah, she looks fake.
Right?
In a good way. But she's also cute. Oh my God, it's good casting.
In a this works for Harley Quinn way. It's perfect. So obviously the studio has not confirmed it. But I don't think that means anything.
No, I don't think so.
I think they're waiting. They're like, it's a week, people. Fucking wait.
Yeah.
You'll find out. Of course, then the question is, well, is it just a cameo? Is it going to be a reoccurring role? You know, and some people are like, oh, you know, she's too much in the Batman pantheon to be. I don't think so. I think she's okay. I think she would work on the show.
Yeah, but how are they going to get away with not talking about the Joker?
Who's to say they're not going to talk about the Joker?
You think they're going to bring the Joker? They're not going to cast a Joker.
Who's to say they have to cast the Joker? They haven't cast Ra's al Ghul, and he's been mentioned in half a dozen episodes so far.
So you think they're just going to bring him up quickly?
I think...
They'll probably mention his real name. Right. What was it? Do you remember what his...
I don't think his real name is actually known.
Doesn't he have like a pseudonym when he's...
In the movie, wasn't it Jack Napier or something like that?
No, but that was admitted fake. Yeah. Or something. Wasn't there...
I don't think so.
You know what I'm talking about? When he's actually... Interrogate when she falls for him as the psychotic or whatever.
Yes,
doesn't he have a name?
Like no, because he's in Arkham at the time.
Yeah,
she's a doctor. Remember, before she's Harley Quinn, she's a doctor. She's a psychologist Arkham. Dr. Yeah. Harleen Quinzel.
Yes,
and eventually falls in love with the Joker, goes mad, and becomes Harley Quinn. So no, I think he's just
the Joker.
Yeah, Mr. J.
Mr. J.
They could do one of two things. They could not mention him at all.
Yeah.
They could just not mention him.
I see one quick line as a nod.
Or they could mention him very loosely. They could call him Mr. J and not the Joker.
Right.
And that all being said, I have no problem if they call him the Joker. It's not like other characters from the Batman world haven't leaked onto the show. The Huntress is probably...
She's more Batman.
She's Batman. She's part of the Batman family. Ra's al Ghul is clearly a Batman character.
Yeah, and the whole League of Assassins.
So, thing. I mean, it's... It's not like it's not like it would be so far out of character.
No, I wouldn't have a problem with it.
Plus, they've teased.
I just don't want them to bring. I think my problem is when they bring stuff like that up, it's the same problem I have with a lot of these shows, which is. Same problem I have with a lot of these shows, which is like, oh, isn't this a great story idea that we're not going to do? It's like, I don't want them to tease something that they're never going to touch. Well, so if they do a little wink and a nod, a little touch, tickle the balls of male or female balls of any of the viewers of the show, right? I'm fine with that. But if they go like 2D, like if they
come right in the middle of something and someone's talking about tickling balls and you're like, what did I miss?
It's called an orgy. You know what I mean? It's one of those things where it's okay if it's fan service. If they mention something quickly about like, does this come in purple? You know what I mean? Like, I'm okay with something like
that. Well, here's the thing. In the New 52 universe, except for a very brief stint, Joker is not around. He wasn't around when it relaunched.
True.
He was around for Death of the Family.
Yeah.
And then he's gone again and is still presumably dead. And Harley Quinn exists in that universe on her own and only very rarely makes reference to him.
So, yeah. So,
could be very loose on that.
It's a good point.
Loose. Okay, I'm here. We can start now.
Oh, we started.
No, don't worry. You're what we call late to the party.
Late to the party.
No, the party starts when I get here.
Oh, that's
now it's a party.
Well, you missed all the hors d'oeuvres. You missed all the hors d'oeuvres and alcohol.
That's right. He ate all the hors d'oeuvres. I drank all the alcohol.
Damn it.
We were talking about Harley Quinn.
Oh, could it be Harley Quinn?
It's got to be.
It's got to be.
And she's perfect casting. Whether or not she looks awesome.
A permanent role or a cameo or not, that's the question.
Gotcha.
And we'll find out next week.
I don't want to wait a week, but okay. Got no choice. No choice at all.
Since that was kind of a trailer and that was trailer information, we could talk about...
Did you play the clip?
What clip? I did not play the clip because we didn't actually reference it as being a trailer.
I see.
So we could play it now if you wish. I don't want to hear you sing, so I would rather play it now.
Sin City 2?
We could talk about Sin City 2. I wasn't going to go there yet, but we could talk about that.
I don't know. Sure. I'm just hopping in with both feet.
No, Sin City 2, I am excited for.
I like it.
It looks awesome. It's only been 8 years.
Yeah.
Development hell.
Jessica Alba does not look 8 years older.
I know.
She looks fantastic.
It doesn't make any... I mean, to be fair, it is like the most stylized fucking movie of all time, but she still looks awesome in it.
Yeah.
And so does Eva Green, who was a Bond girl from Casino Royale.
Yes.
I think. Josh Brolin, everybody. There's a lot.
Brolin looks good.
Gordon Levitt.
Joseph Gordon Levitt looks great. Joseph Gordon Levitt quickly becoming one of my favorite actors.
He's good.
I enjoy him.
He's a good guy.
How could you not like Mickey Rourke?
I know it's so great that they got him back for that. I mean, that was Marv. Like.
And did I see
killer
Bruce Willis?
Yes.
Not in the trailer. Was he in the trailer? But I saw a reference to Hartigan in the trailer.
He's in it.
So I'm assuming he's in the movie.
No, he is.
Yeah,
on the cast list.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited.
But it's cool. It kind of came out, in my mind, it kind of came out of nowhere. But that's probably just because I remember reading, it's going to come out in 2008.
Out in 2010. Oh, no, and it was Angelina Jolie for the longest time.
As
who cares?
The Dame or whatever.
But it was
whatever,
just that she was in it for the longest time. Yeah. That's all anyone talked about.
Now it's just Maleficent. But, you know, they got Robert Rodriguez and Frank Miller to do it.
Well, Robert Rodriguez has been the one that's wanted to do it all along.
Right,
and Frank Miller is always willing to do it, I think, just because he wants to continue to pretend like he's a director and he wants to get more of his products
sold.
It's a film, so he's
spirit.
So pretend he's a director.
Yeah, good point.
But you know, Frank Miller, getting away from trailers but sticking with Frank Miller, 300, which I haven't seen yet, but did gangbusters. I heard did very well in the box office. Did very well in the box office.
That's what I heard, yeah.
And it's getting good reviews, too.
I think it's something you have to see in IMAX or don't bother.
That's what I'm thinking.
So I kind of got to see that soon.
You know what? I'll tell you this. I felt that way after I saw 300.
Right?
And then I saw it again on like just regular TV.
Yeah.
I watched it and I was like, when it came out on Blu-ray, and I was like, no, it's still pretty good.
No, it's still pretty
right,
good.
But you,
it's the experience.
Just the scale is different.
Yeah, you want that. Like RoboCop, sure. I don't want to go into how everyone hated RoboCop except the four. I've read every good review online, apparently.
Apparently.
I read like four sites and they're all good reviews and everyone else is like, it's terrible. It's bullshit.
Worst movie ever made.
You know, but that's not something I need to see in IMAX. 300, Transformers. These are movies that if you're going to see them, you should go see them in spectacle.
Especially Transformers.
Well, I'm not saying Transformers is going to be good. In no way do I think it is, but I want to see exploding robots in 70 millimeter fucking awesome? Absolutely,
yes,
I do. And they just came out with a little poster, which makes me know it's going to be badass robots fighting each other.
Those Transformers movies, they look like They look like somebody is raving with metal because it's just like metal spinning over and over and over again. I can't tell one from the other.
It's a shame because I think, well, that's a criticism that they still haven't figured out how to address. How does an all green Humvee turn into an all metal robot with no hint of green? I still don't understand that during the transformation process,
colors,
shed the color.
It's very similar. Colors, in Cybertronian metal, they can actually turn into different things.
Apparently they're all chameleons.
It's cloaking. They can switch it on and off.
I give Michael Bay and the creators credit because I agree that trying to figure out how to make, let's say, a Volkswagen Bug look cool as a robot on a film versus a cartoon. I agree, it's quite the challenge. I think they failed on some of the robots. Prime, I think, looks okay. Bumblebee looks okay. Starscream, Megatron look like shite. So there's the problem. But anyway, we're not talking about Transformers.
Yeah. Well, we are.
let's quickly talk about Orphan Black.
Let's do
the season 2 trailer for that.
Ooh, let's do that. No idea.
We assumed you wouldn't be here at this point.
We assumed you wouldn't be here for this, so.
Oh.
I'm
going to contribute then.
But.
So Orphan Black.
I think it looks good.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
The show is fantastic. I'm excited it's coming back in, 2 weeks, I think, right? I think it's the 5th, isn't it?
The 16th.
Oh, is it the 16th?
Okay. I believe it is.
So it's a few weeks then. But it looks good. Trailer looks
16th of March?
No, April.
Oh,
of April.
That's my birthday.
More clones in... it is your birthday. More clones in season 2.
More clones.
Clearly
indeed.
More versions of that character.
Yeah,
that she has to figure out how to play.
So she is an amazing actress.
Yes. And, Tatiana Maslany.
Yeah, and I'm going to say that because she plays totally different, like believably different characters the whole time.
Absolutely.
And I just saw her. She was in Parks and Rec, and I didn't realize this because I watched like early seasons. I was rewatching with someone. And she plays what I assume is a closer version of herself, which is not like any of the clones in the show.
Right.
And her interviewed also like none of the clones. It's just...
It's weird.
She's
talented.
She's amazing. I want
to
meet her.
And she got snubbed at all the TV awards.
Well, you know, it's hard when you'd have to be nominated as a lead actress in every role as the same person.
In a British TV show?
It's Canadian.
It's
Canadian.
It's primarily
but it's
shown
BBC
in
America.
It's 100% Canadian.
Yes, but it's developed by BBC America. It is Canadian, but it's developed by BBC America.
So what other BBC America shows have been nominated for anything?
Downton Abbey.
Has Downton Abbey?
Oh,
that's not BBC America. That airs on PBS.
That's right. That's PBS.
I take my defense back.
But the point is that it's not an American show.
Yeah. All right. Good point.
Right? It's a Brit show.
Masterpiece is an
American
show.
Whoever it belongs to over there.
Yeah.
And we've imported
it. Masterpiece is an American show. I mean, it is an American...
Right, but that's probably why... I wonder what the rules are for that. Like,
there has
nominate?
To be some rule that this allows...
You know what, though? When she didn't get nominated for anything, and I read all the articles about it, especially the EW article, they didn't mention that... They didn't mention any rules that it would have violated for her being nominated. I think they just didn't nominate her because it's a sci-fi show.
Yeah,
and they still have that stigma.
Yeah, you get snubbed a lot, unless it's like her, which is not really sci-fi,
let's
be frank.
All right, let's
Speaking
move
of clones...
That.
Yes. Yeah.
Season 6?
Unbelievably
That's what
good.
I've heard. I've heard nothing but positive things.
First 5 or 6 episodes, and I wish to God the series would go on forever.
But I need your help. Yes. I need you to explain to me a little bit.
Okay, what would you like to know?
So, is it... So, first of all, the season is broken into arcs.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Like all the seasons. Yeah,
but is it character... Driven arcs as opposed to story arcs?
No, it's story arcs.
Oh, okay. Because I've heard people refer to, I'm watching the such and such character arc now. And I thought it sounded almost kind of like what they did with Arrested Development season 2.
Yes. No, it's not like that at all. No, it's just like the other seasons where if there was an arc, they take the arc to the natural conclusion.
And this is a natural continuation of 5.
And the first...
From the end of season 5. Okay.
And the first 5, I think it's first 5, were incredible. And there was virtually no... Anakin, Obi-Wan, none of them. It was focused on a clone.
Nice.
On a lesser Jedi. I always forget her name. I can't remember her name.
Ahsoka?
No, she's gone.
Yeah, she's gone at the end of season.
She's on the end of season 5.
Thanks for spoiling
that. Yep, spoiled.
Appreciate that.
That'll teach you not to keep up.
How was I supposed to keep up before Netflix? I wanted to support
That's right, Netflix.
The show.
Yes, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
What was I saying? Oh, I can't remember her name. She's got like the blue and white horns, and she's red.
Oh, I know who you're talking about, but I don't know her name.
I always forget. Yeah. But and she was even a minor-ish part in it. It was all focused on essentially one clone, two clones. Fantastic storytelling. Amazing.
Can I ask a question? So yeah. I remember, I think I'm somewhere in season three.
Okay.
I really don't remember, but I remember watching one season, which was like, we couldn't really decide, is this going to be a kid show that adults can appreciate?
Oh, that would be season one.
Or teen-ish, like that kind of thing. Like you couldn't really decide. Then the next season was really dark and really intricate and complicated and political.
Yeah.
And then the season after that, it got light again and just ignored all of the political. Does it find a balance at some point?
Yeah,
it goes darker again?
It goes pretty serious once you get past season, in my opinion. It goes pretty... It's not that it doesn't have its lighter moments. It certainly does. No, but it definitely, and especially when you get like season five. Season five was pretty harsh. Season six is definitely pretty harsh.
Okay, because that's what I remember from. It was like, you know, there are episodes where they're on a planet and like it turns out that you should treat plant life well. Like that's the moral. And you're just like, what the fuck did I just watch?
But you know.
And then you have like, it's the badass guy with a huge hat or you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
he's like Cad Bane. Is that his name? And there's an episode where like he's a real badass.
The Asian style hat?
Yeah, I think so.
Asian style or like the cowboy style?
No, cowboy style.
Yeah, that's Cad Bane. There's another guy.
But there's a couple episodes where like he's real badass, and then there's a couple episodes where like, okay, you convinced me with your kind-hearted joy. It's like
the campy little robot with him,
exactly,
voiced by Seth Green.
I just could never figure. And then I remember in a different season, in the darkest season, there was an entire episode where they're sitting in an office talking about how they can destroy an entire people if they don't like break a trade agreement. I'm like, this is the darkest. This is amazing. So you didn't
get into you haven't got like to the like the Force Witches and you haven't got to any of that stuff.
No,
yet.
No. And every once in a while, I'm reminded that I can go watch the Tartakovsky clone.
Those are awesome too,
which are really
those
cool.
But you can blow through the whole series in like 3 hours
or less. It's like an hour on YouTube.
I finally started watching Clone Wars, so I'm in season one, episode three.
It's really welcome. Good. You have to, you know what? I would like to stop you if I could. I'd like to stop you, and I want to refer you to Leland Chee's Twitter.
Okay,
Leland Chee is the guy at Lucasfilm who is doing the
he's the guy now. He's the continuity guy.
He put out a list. I think I have it on Facebook. I'll post that on our Facebook. He put out the official chronological order of the Clone Wars episodes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So where you're thinking you should just watch it in that order, that he put out an order that makes a really interesting watch.
But my brain doesn't work that way. My brain says,
I know.
I got to start. You know, it's the same reason I can't jump into a show at season five. I got to go back and watch season one.
Is that why you jumped in with episode four and watched 4, 5, 6 before you saw 1, 2?
Different.
Not different.
Time travel.
Completely different.
Time
Released
travel.
Differently. And I would argue.
I'm just saying.
I would argue that the correct order to watch those is still.
I'm gonna finish season six because I've seen them all in their natural chronological order.
Right.
I might go back if not if but when I watch them a second time, I will watch them in the.
That's what I was gonna say. Let me get
order.
Through them.
Yeah.
In their air date order, and then maybe I'll go back and I'll watch them.
Really,
second time.
Really,
that's
22 really great.
22 minutes an episode, 121 episodes. You could blow that through that in like a month.
Yeah, or less.
So you're joking, but
fast.
I really could.
No, but you know what? The credit sequence is like 2 minutes.
Yeah, I understand.
You,
it,
like
I'm just
20
saying.
A piece, and you just pop right to the next one.
I'm lucky if I get to watch one a day.
All right,
that's a rarity. Uh oh,
what did I hit?
Spider-Man. He just leaped off a gargoyle.
Oh, geez.
It's all right. It happens. Those are moving anyway. Those are going to be gone by the time you're here next.
So
let's move on.
Yeah,
The Flash.
Yes.
Let's talk about the costume.
Yeah.
So CW and Warner Brothers released an official image of the Flash costume.
Looked good.
And it looked pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then there were leaked set images of the costume that were leaked. And my thought to that was, oh, thank God, because I could actually see the costume now.
Right.
I still like the costume, by the way. I think it looks good.
They look like the uniform material from Star Trek. That meshy...
Yeah, it kind of looks like Superman's suit.
Yeah, a little bit like that too.
Meets like X1.
I feel like it looks like
suits a little bit.
I just feel like it looks like what makes sense for it to look
yeah,
like.
Yeah, the only
I don't
thing,
have any great, oh, that blew me away, or oh, that's terrible.
So the only thing I would say is that the Scarlet Speedster is not so scarlet. And that's a minor, that would be a minor question.
Yeah, but they may not even call him that.
No, no, no. No, I know they might not call him. No, it's a little dark. It's a the red is more maroon than
it's
it
true.
Is scarlet.
It's like it's got a red yeah. leather as opposed to red.
But I think it's more realistic. So
I've always
so yeah. it's
I know they've always called him yeah. that, but I've always seen that costume as orange. A red orange. Always.
No, I always thought it was a bright red. No, or almost was, like an obnoxious red.
It was like figures. It was like stop sign red.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
I always if you look at toys,
the John Wesley Shipp one was a little bit darker too, but even
that was
like maroon.
That thing
and
looked,
puffy.
Yeah.
Someone
was weird.
Posting. I saw someone post a photo online. They're like, "This version of the costume was so much better. This new one sucks." And I'm like, "It was puffy. He had sculpted muscles."
Yeah. It was that velour. Yeah. It looked like that's what it looked like. Yeah. Like velour.
And I didn't hate that costume. No. I hate that show.
That
I like
show
that show.
You know
good.
What it could be? It is really red, but there's a lot of yellow accent.
But I think, is the yellow accent as a result of the blur? Because I think when he's... When
no,
he
has yellow boots in certain versions.
Yeah, but...
Not in this one. I'm
but
saying
in the blur,
in the
you also... You get the yellow from the logo and stuff.
Bleeding
like,
into the red.
Do you know what I mean?
He's running.
Yeah.
I've always read
it's
that
good
costume
point.
As orange.
But I like the costume. I think it looks good.
It looks good. We'll see you on the show. Who knows?
Did you see the little video? There's a little video that's an action shot where he's running in the video, except he's going... really slow, and I'm wondering if that's because they have to get him going slower in order to speed it up and make it look right.
Yep.
In the post.
I can't imagine how many annoying special effects the effects test they did for this
to get it
special but, effects tests.
But yeah,
special effects tests.
Yeah. I think it's a home run though.
We'll see what the show's like. Speaking of other shows that won't be good,
Gotham.
Just kidding. I think Flash will be good. Speaking of other shows,
Flash will be good.
Yeah. Speaking of other shows,
I thought you were going to Hannibal.
No.
Ooh,
no,
we'll go there. We already mentioned
it once this week.
Oh, so. Speaking of which,
I already mentioned it.
Oh, you did?
He mentioned
both
it.
Did.
And I gave you both credit.
Yeah. You did it Sunday night?
Yeah.
I gave you both credit. Kudos to both of you.
I really thought he didn't do it. I was ready and prepared to rub it in his face. rub his face in it.
Push it in there. Gotham. So we have an official Who Gives a Shit logo.
Ooh.
It's... Am I right? Did you see it? It's
Times New Roman. Yeah. It's not. It's actually Gotham. It's the font Gotham.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
It's a skyline with a searchlight and Gotham written over it.
Nice.
It's a Who Gives a Shit logo.
Yeah.
The synopsis of it is also a bit Who Gives a Shit, in my personal opinion.
Synopsis.
Here you go. Everyone, I'm going to read this for you. Everyone knows the name Commissioner Gordon. He is one of the crime world's greatest foes. A man whose reputation is synonymous with law and order. Also, rape. Anytime I read Law and Order, all I can think of is Rape, the TV show.
No, that's Law and Order Special Victims Unit.
Yeah, but it's the only one on the air. So now it is the only Law and Order. Yeah, it is. The rest of them are gone. SVU is the last one.
Yeah, I think
CSI went a year or two ago.
Which
not
is
CSI,
a damn shame.
CI.
Yeah, no, Criminal Intent.
CI went a year ago.
Which was
and
the best
the
one,
other Law and Order
think.
Went a couple years ago. SVU is the last one.
Holy shit.
You're thinking like...
Law and Order UK?
Oh, well, there's that.
Oh, that might be still around. I'm not sure.
No, you might... Are you thinking of...
NCIS is still around.
No, not that one.
CSI.
No, I didn't know Law and Order went off the... Holy shit, I'm fucking behind.
But what is known of Gordon's story and his rise from rookie detective... To police commissioner. What did it take to navigate the multiple layers of corruption that secretly ruled Gotham City, the spawning ground of the world's most iconic villains? And what circumstances created them? The larger-than-life personas who would become Catwoman, the Penguin, Riddler, Two-Face, and the Joker.
For more, read Batman Year One.
Gotham is an origin story of the great DC Comics supervillains and vigilantes, revealing an entirely new chapter that has never been told. Has the origin of Commissioner Gordon never been told? Because I'm pretty positive I've read it at least 7 or 8 times, including the current run of Batman.
I'm sure.
And
is it in the current run?
Yeah, in the current run of Batman, he's Detective Gordon.
Yeah,
and he talks about how he doesn't know Batman yet
I don't get it.
Whatever. I have no faith. I want it to be good because I like the character of Commissioner Gordon and I like the character of Batman. I have no faith in it though. I have zero faith in their show. Maybe it's because it's Fox and I still don't like Fox.
Maybe it's because it's a stupid ass premise. That could be it.
I don't entirely hate the premise, but I'm not excited about it.
No one cares what Bruce Wayne was like as a fucking child. No one cares.
And by the way, Bruce Wayne is going to be a prominent character on the show.
Awesome. No one cares. Yeah.
I honestly think
being raised by Alfred Pennyworth.
I think it'd be way cooler if they made a really interesting cop show and then it happened to be
Which Gotham. Is what we said.
Like Law and Order Gotham.
It would be way cooler if it was really legitimately all about Commissioner Gordon.
Yeah.
And Gotham PD.
Yeah.
And Bruce Wayne appeared in the last episode.
Right.
The death of Bruce Wayne's parents is the end of the episode.
Right. You hear about Wayne Enterprises and tertiary. Right. Like Lucius maybe Fox is the closest to.
Maybe you even
to,
meet Wayne's parents.
Yeah. Like they could be prominent characters. Whatever.
And then the end Throwing of the first season, Wayne dies. Right. They die, right?
Yeah.
That's okay. I'd be okay with that.
That'd
maybe.
Be awesome.
No, that's not what we're getting.
I still think they should do ballsy stuff, like make this entire thing a prequel to Batman launched movies.
Except that
I know that they can't. Whatever. I'm just saying. Right. I don't understand why everyone would think it's cool. Why are you not doing it? Which brings me to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. But we'll talk about that.
Right.
In a second.
And part of the problem is that, you know, DC is fragmenting itself.
Yeah.
It had the opportunity to try to keep everything between WBCW and the film studio, and now it's fragmented. NBC has Constantine, which I hear might have Swamp Thing in it now. Fox has Gotham, which means they're going to get other Bat characters. You know, CW clearly has Bat characters because we just talked about Harley Quinn. We talked about Ra's al Ghul. The Huntress is a Batman character. I mean, so I don't know. It's fragmenting itself.
But I think, I mean,
that's not fragmenting. That's just separating out into separate universes. They're doing the same thing Marvel did, except they're doing it in TV,
yeah,
where
except
it belongs.
That, except that everybody knows that it was a huge mistake for Marvel in the long run. When they did it, it made sense. When it started, it
totally.
Made sense.
In the movies, TV is the way Marvel should have did this. Because then they wouldn't have had giant tank films, like Elektra, for example. They should have did this in TV. This is the way that you sort of test the waters, if you will,
for
what works and what doesn't.
I guess.
I think it's a lot easier to do a TV show for 13 seasons than to put up a... You know, $300 million movie.
I agree, but I think I think that they're building these great universes and the ability to have them interact, even on a very thin layer, would be really awesome if done well. And you fragment when you bring studios.
But here's the thing. No one's putting Constantine in a DC Universe film.
Except that DC is developing, at least potentially, it's still on their slate, the Dark Justice League. Which Constantine is part of.
First of all, A, it doesn't have to be that Constantine is part of it. That's number one.
Okay.
Number two, we should not believe a goddamn thing we hear about DC films.
I know.
Nothing.
I know that.
Because every time we hear something about them, it literally goes away several weeks later. It's like they float these to see how we'll react. That's my honest to God opinion. Is their float? Let's float DC Dark Justice League and see what happens. Oh no, they don't like that. Oh, well, screw it, then we ain't gonna do that. That's the point. They're not gonna put Constantine in a movie with Superman.
Right.
They're not gonna put Swamp Thing in a TV show with Green Arrow. Although I don't think that wouldn't work, and that would not work.
It worked during Brightest Day.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. They're not going to do that.
Right.
That is a character that can well carry his own awful movie franchise and Swamp Thing.
Yeah.
And the same thing with Constantine in a Constantine Universe TV show. Totally fine.
I'm fine with that. But how cool would it be in Gotham season 3 for Arrow to drop by?
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the kind of shit that cannot happen.
And the flip side of the coin is with the introduction of all these Batman characters on Arrow, how great would it be to possibly see some sort of Bat cameo?
I will give you the third side of the coin.
Who knows? Maybe they could still be in both.
Third side of the coin.
But they can't.
Like, who wants a ham-handed... character introduction or a character cameo like that in a TV show? I think you put Arrow dropping by in Gotham, it lessens Gotham. It lessens Green Arrow. It lessens Arrow.
Well, unless they're all in the same universe is what we're saying.
No. I'm saying that
That's
if it
I
took
mean.
If
a
it,
ham-handed way, why would he go there? Why would he be there?
They mentioned
why,
it Are you kidding? They mention it.
They
and I'm not saying I don't mean
to chase down Ra's al Ghul, to chase down,
because right now in Arrow,
if they made that work,
but
then,
right now they're fucking Harley Quinn.
I know,
is going to be in it. Suicide Squad's in it. Amanda Waller's in it.
Right,
and they're talking about the League of Assassins has been in the show for a season
and if there was
a
Batman TV show, not Gotham, I would totally agree with everything you're saying.
That's of course. No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, so now we're not disagreeing. My point is that doesn't make sense to me.
Right.
To do a show that doesn't have the potential to be a unit, because it's I mean, maybe it's just, you know, a continuity thing, and it's cool keep coming from, you know, a geek or storytelling point of view, and they don't give a shit because it's really about ratings, and you can make more money if they are all separate, and you can introduce four different versions of the Joker to sell in McDonald's Happy Meals.
Gotham will be cast after, but it'll be canceled, you know, after two seasons, because
I don't think it goes that long,
because Fox.
Yeah, well, exactly.
I think we'll be really surprised.
I hope
that
so.
That the pilot is good, and then we're gonna get annoyed by Bruce Wayne. Something small. We'll be like, that was actually pretty good. And then they just ham-hand, like, oh, it's the Penguin. And we don't give a fuck.
Right.
Like, it's a really good cop show. And then they introduce, this is the Penguin going up.
And
somebody named Cobblepot. Yeah, blah, exactly. Blah, blah.
That's exactly what I think it's going to be.
The Penguin isn't interesting until he's the Penguin. Riddler isn't interesting until he's Riddler. Right?
I don't know.
Nah. Maybe Edward Nygma? Okay, maybe Edward Nygma could be sort of interesting. But so a lot of those characters are interesting when they become those characters.
Well, yeah.
And their origin story is a 15-minute beginning of a film. You know what I mean? Or a 20-minute beginning of... I just have a hard time seeing how I'm supposed to become invested in the guy who eventually becomes the Penguin for a prolonged period of time. Like, how long are they going to milk it before it becomes the Penguin?
But you know what would be cool?
What?
Is if it's Hush.
Hush is all of them.
No, I'm just saying, because, you know, the original... Yeah. Because he should be, right? Technically,
sure.
If Bruce Wayne's that young,
It could be.
Shouldn't he be? He shouldn't be around.
It could be. Could be Rabbit.
Just throwing it out there.
Could be Rabbit.
Indeed.
All right. We could take our first break.
No, we could.
Let's take our first break.
All right, OG, and we'll be right back with this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
321. Late to the party.
We interrupt this program to give you a bulletin. A large object traveling at supersonic speed is headed over the North Atlantic toward the east coast of the United States.
People of Earth, don't get lost in space trying to find the next convention. Come to the best and only Geek Flea.
Geek Flea 77.
It's coming Saturday, April 5th, 2014 in Kearney, New Jersey.
Geek Flea 77.
Hang out with Team Unwinnable. Stop by the church ladies and grab some baked goods. We'll have you floating into space with our raffles. We also have DJs spinning all day.
All day.
Blast off at sponsored by Loop Lounge, Paradox Comics, Barcade Jersey City, Comic Explosion, Iris Records, Garden State Roller Girls, and 80stees.com. You won't want to miss this event, even if it's the last day on Earth. Saturday, April 5th at the First Presbyterian Church of Kearney, 663 Kearney Avenue, Kearney, New Jersey, at No One Can Hear You Scream.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 321, Late to the Party. But you know who's not late to the party? It's always a party.
At Suburban Vinyl.
In lovely Waldwick, New Jersey. Was that good? Was that ham-handed?
That was...
Was that awkward?
That's like
I was going for awkward.
That's the buzzword today. We should have named the episode ham-handed.
I was going for awkward and silence-inducing.
Success!
I really want ham now.
Like a nice spiral ham?
You know, like the one you take out of the oven and then you can put back in and it's nice and warm throughout
the evening. Maybe some like grilled pineapple on the side?
Yeah, absolutely.
With like a little white rice? That's good.
I'm starving. Shut up.
So am I.
I am hungry. Food? Anyone? Food?
I ate jack and shit today.
I've also been eating healthier recently and I joined a gym. So I haven't eaten quite as much. Because
he wants to pay a subscription fee for no reason.
No, actually,
it's like getting Hulu. Oh, shit.
But it's not for no reason. They have things there that I don't have here.
Like a smoothie machine.
Hulu? Anyway, I don't use a smoothie
I'm
machine.
I'm just talking.
Anyway, Waldwick.
Yes.
Suburban Vinyl, Waldwick, New Jersey. It's a lovely shop.
So good.
With lots of art and toys and clothing.
And?
Fantastic products. And?
A coupon code.
There is a coupon code. And it is?
Big Kev.
And it gets you?
10% off your entire order.
That's right. So if you shop online, you use coupon code BIGKEV during the transaction, you get 10% off your entire order. And
but more importantly, if you go into the shop and you see Smack or the Mayor or whatever, one of his 35 nicknames, and you say you heard about the shop on Big Kev's Geek Stuff, you're getting a lollipop.
Nice.
Yep.
So they still have some.
And if they're out of lollipops, I understand you get 25% off your entire purchase that day.
Oodalolly.
That's what I heard. I don't know if that last part's true or not.
So yeah, definitely please check out Suburban Vinyl. Check out some of their exclusives. They still have the exclusive Suck Lord Suckle sets. They still have the Dead Kozik bust, their green version of both of those. So check them out online. Please support them. You know, when you support the sponsors, you support the show, and then everybody's happy.
Offers mentioned by Big Kev may not be true.
All right, let's move forward with the show.
Let's do it.
You wanted to talk about Hannibal and True Detective.
I do.
I wanted to briefly talk about Almost Human.
Yep.
I am superseding you both by talking about New Jersey Collectors Con.
How was it? I heard it was a good show.
Oh my God. It was a really good show.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I've heard good things.
Really good show. So I attended. This is the
do
second
one. Do you have to go to more
attend
than one?
What?
Otherwise it doesn't count.
I don't get it.
That's a collecting joke.
Well, you have to go to all of them, otherwise it doesn't count. And
listen,
if you take it out of the package.
Listen, it always counts. New Jersey Collectors Con.
Don't take it out of the package or take your package out.
I think the next one is August, and you can definitely check it out. But I want to tell you, it's it's not a giant show.
Sure.
It's a smaller show.
We like those.
But that works.
It's like a 6-inch scale show.
What's that?
6-inch scale show kind of thing?
No, 3 3/4.
Yeah, I would say.
3 3/4. I'm
going
to keep making
this San Diego
shitty
is like a life size.
Right, okay.
This would
that's
be
1-1 scale.
Like 6-inch, yeah.
All right.
Or 3 3/4, maybe.
No, like the Clifton show. That's 3 3/4. This is,
that's
I'm assuming
a little smaller.
That's Heroclix?
No, but New Jersey Collectors Con. I went this weekend. Awesome time. Spoke to my buddy Fran, who runs that show.
Nice.
And he's a great guy. And they have a lot of great things. They have door prizes like every hour.
Fantastic.
Like, and not cheap shit door prizes, like real door. It's not like, hey, here's the 4 issues of Thunder Bunny that nobody else wants.
Although I would take that.
I know you would. But like, I mean, they are like decent. Like I'll tell you.
Go ahead.
I'll tell you one of the prizes they gave away, and I'm upset that I'm not eligible to win these prizes because I'm like they're working, you know?
Right.
And one of the prizes, a complete set series one of Game of Thrones action figures.
Oh, wow. That's
good,
nice.
Good freaking luck.
Yeah.
Trying to
nice
get
one
a full set anywhere right now. They gave them away. They had convention exclusives. They had some Toy Fair exclusives that
nice
they gave away. They had a lot of stuff. Let's talk about what's there.
Okay.
It's I think the majority of it could be easily said, is Transformers, G.I. Joe, Star Wars to an extent, and like a lot of 80s stuff. Turtles.
Is that because of who the vendors are, though?
That's because, yeah, but I think that's the kind of, that's the clientele that I think that they're looking for. So why is that great? Because you have guys, you have vendors there who literally come with just buckets of parts.
Right, yeah, of course.
And they're like, go ahead, dig through. And seriously, dudes will sit there for like an hour digging through a box
for
of like
a pistol.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. Or like I did it. I was looking for a few specific pieces. I dug through and found some stuff. Great deals, great bargains. The dealers are all like nice and friendly. There's no douchebags there, which is great because we know a few goddamn douchebags, don't we? but none of the douchebags are there.
Yeah.
They have guys with lots of selection and like a whole spectrum of stuff. I don't want to give
South Jersey, right?
It is. It's actually right down the road
from
literally it's people staying in it's in a hotel. And we'll post a link so you can get the next one. I think is in August. It's literally in the hotel, the other hotel that people stay in when they go to Monster Mania, which is literally 3 minutes away.
Right,
from
right. Okay.
So, which Monster Mania happened to be this weekend also. I didn't make it over there. I was much more interested. You know, when I went the first time, I'm like, all right, yeah, I checked it out. I bought some stuff. And then I went over to Monster Mania. I was so like into what was going on at New Jersey Collectors Con this time. I didn't go over.
Look at that.
So I don't want to give any misimpressions also that it's just Transformers and just G.I. Joe.
No, clearly not.
Full spectrum.
Sure.
Full spectrum. But great selection, great prices, especially for bits and stuff.
Yeah.
Guys specializing in 80s stuff, in modern stuff, and so on and so forth. A really great toy show.
I'll try to go in August.
Yeah, you should. It's a really great, like I said, really great toy show. And there aren't a lot of really just great toy shows.
Sure.
So I think the thing to take away from this, New Jersey Collector's Con, of course, great show. But wherever you are listening, you have to find these shows.
Sure.
And you have to go and you have to support them. They may be little. They may be once a month. They may be twice a year. Like this one is twice a year.
Right.
But there's one that we know that's once a month at the Wayne show.
Yep.
So it's these little shows need your support. These little shows cannot go away or else we will all just be victims of eBay.
Geek Flea.
Geek Flea is another example. A couple times a year.
Coming up in a few weeks.
You must go and support these shows. Google it. Wherever your state is, whatever your town is, toy show. There used to be a website
that had all these listed by state.
There's a couple that still do it, but they're not, sometimes they're not very comprehensive. Complete. Yeah. So you definitely need to check out. And this goes for comic shows as well, comic book shows as well, toy shows, these kind of little shows, even if they're really very specific, you know, like even toy train shows. I've been to a bunch of those lately, and it's a terrific hobby. It's not my hobby, but
right.
It's a really terrific hobby. But you're seeing a lot of the same kind of older train shows in particular, a lot of the older guys. And you know what's going to happen in 25 years? The hobby is going to be gone.
Yeah.
Because no one, and maybe you go and it's not your thing. That's fine. But you know, that you went and supported it while it was around was cool. I would love to have like seen a dodo bird running across the street. I would love to have experienced some of those things that I can no longer experience because they're gone and they're never coming back. This is an opportunity for everybody to appreciate somebody else's hobby that's even remotely connected to your own.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. You need to check out these small shows. So I will be at every New Jersey Collectors Con. I'll be at every Wayne show that I can make, every Geek Flea, every little show that I can get to, I'm going to try to get there because I want to support these guys who are still out there. They're still making it possible for us to have these collections and get these things that we want to get without having to go to the conglomerate, sometimes risky, often expensive places like eBay.
Right.
So,
all right.
And now I'm off my soapbox.
Can you send us the More You Know sound effect?
Shut up. Shut up. I will send it now.
I'll find it first. Don't worry about it.
Hashtag follow through.
That's right. That is my hashtag.
Well, do you want to go back to...
And so there's the wrap-up music.
Yeah, it could be, but you know, we've been short the last few weeks, so why don't we just hit on a couple more points real quick.
Sorry if I got a little...
No, that was awesome. I just would have put it in product.
It's a great...
It was in product.
No. We don't have a format anymore. We could have done that in segment one.
Yeah.
We could have done that in segment
one. Correct, and no one would be listening.
That's right. No, that's not. That's terrible.
Just joking.
But while you mentioned that supporting these shows, Geek Flea is coming up in a few weeks.
Yes.
We will be there
April
5th in Kearny, New Jersey. Actually, you probably heard a commercial for it run during the
Scapegoat,
break,
actually.
So, will not be there. We've talked about this earlier.
I might be there.
You might
but
be there.
The next day, I'll be watching the premiere of Game of Thrones.
How do you feel about what are they, beef empanadas?
Oh, empanadas.
How do you feel about beef empanadas?
I'm a fan.
You have to come to Geek Flea.
They're
in
delicious.
The middle of the day.
There's people that come in. They like there's a vendor there which you won't get and understand that he's selling like hot sauce and those kind of things that he makes. It's like a crafting. This is like what he does.
Cool.
And he's friends with guys who run the show and they allow him to come in. And at some point, right around lunchtime, let's say noon, 1 o'clock. A what is it? Play
white like
no. What are they called? The coolers Playmobil. That's not
igloo right. or
yeah. One of those walks in the door and you see every head turn who's ever been there before and the line just starts. Because there is beef and chicken
and are they just
all
beef?
Beef empanadas in that cooler and that's all they have and that's all there's gonna be.
And they're like two a piece, three for five.
They're like a buck,
or a buck a piece.
I can't remember what they are.
Three for two, whatever it is.
And they're gone.
Yeah,
they're gone.
So are they good?
Or yeah,
are
they're
only,
delicious.
Or
you'll
the
actually,
only option.
No. There are other options.
No, you will actually like
them. And some of the
other
options are okay.
Yeah.
The church has a great sausage and pepper sandwich, which I normally get before the empanada. But the empanada is amazing. The empanadas are amazing.
No, seriously. You would actually like it. It has enough spice for you to appreciate.
Interesting.
It.
All right.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's move on.
And there's the wrap-up music.
We wanted to talk about some TV shows.
I think, let's do that.
Real quick on Almost Human, season one wrapped up. It hasn't been renewed yet, although it hasn't been canceled yet. I actually really liked where it ended up at the end of the season one.
It fell off the radar.
But
really,
I'd be concerned.
I like the end of the last episode.
Why?
I don't know. I thought it would be fitting if, God forbid, the show doesn't get renewed. I thought it was a nice cap to that story.
That's what it felt like. It felt like the writers wrote an ending. It felt like they had multiple endings.
They weren't going out with an open ending.
Yeah.
No, it felt like they had multiple endings for the show, and they had to cut episodes, and what they did was put in one that was like, thanks for joining us.
But there's enough peppered throughout season one to make me want to see what happens in season two.
But that's what I'm saying.
But the relationship at the end of season one is...
Between those two
changed enough,
yes,
where I think you could see it continuing forward now.
I agree with you. I think between those two characters, they ended the relationship well, where they can continue forward, and you know they really solidify that. I'm totally fine with that. My problem is they literally had a cliffhanger episode and just fucking ignored it for the rest of the season.
Which episode?
Oh, the guy episode escapes the over the wall. Yeah. What the fuck? And they mentioned the wall one more time. It's like, how many, was this the 13 episodes? Yeah, I felt 13. Like, it feels like they ordered 16 and then said, hey, we're only going to air 13.
What? You know what?
Sorry, guys.
We thought they had originally only ordered 11 episodes of Firefly and we were all wrong, so.
Do you know what I mean? That's what it felt like to me. So that bothered me. And because it's Fox, I don't assume it's ever going to work out.
Right.
So the way the ending there, it's like alternate endings. And the ending that they aired was, hey, check us out in comic book form 3 years from now.
Right. You never know.
Or, you know, or like this would be a cool web series to do for another thing.
Well, again, it hasn't been canceled. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. It just felt like, you know, they had more to tell and they weren't confident telling it because they didn't know. But yeah, I think the characters ended well. So I would watch a season two if it came out. I just wasn't as excited as I'd like to be about the second season. See what I did there?
I did.
See, segue into my next.
I did. Go for it.
There are two second seasons I'm very excited about.
Okay.
The first is True Detective.
Which, Matthew McConaughey is not coming back?
Correct.
No, so none of them are coming back.
It is an anthology series.
Oh, so like American Horror Story.
Yeah, like American Horror Story, because American Horror Story has the same actors playing different characters.
Right. Well, I just meant that it was anthology-like in that way.
Yeah.
Or what's that other one? The Killing?
The Killing is connected, I thought.
Was that connected?
I don't know. Either way, basically, it's just the writer.
Right.
Is the only person coming back. The writer showrunner, Nick Politano, I think is his name. Uh-huh. I may be missing a syllable there. Is coming back. And so far, he said the show is going to be about hard women, angry men.
How many episodes was it?
8.
I can catch up on that.
Yeah, you can.
It's on HBO, right?
It is as long as a 13 episode series because each episode's 58 minutes.
Yeah, but that's okay. I can get through that.
Yeah, it's on HBO. So it is pretty much. I thought it was really well done. It was really atmospheric. It was really well shot. It was to me. Like an anthology, it was like watching a movie, or I'm sorry, it was like watching a book in a way, the way he writes, and he's a novelist.
Okay.
It was deep and layered in that way, and I really like that. I don't know how I feel about the ending.
I think I'm with you
from
on that.
From a storytelling, I'm not going to ruin it because you're going to watch it so we can talk about it. From a storytelling perspective and all the reasons why they did it, from a writer's perspective, I agree with why, because all the other options take away from the story they're telling.
Right.
But from a cinematic perspective,
you're down.
It didn't fulfill everything that I wanted to see.
Yeah, I feel exactly the same way.
Do you know what I mean? It's like it had to happen that way because of the characters. If they went one way, it went off the rails, supernatural. If they went another way, it's like, come on, really? I can't believe you did that. But it would have been more thrilling and cinematic. And instead, it ends thematically well, but not excitingly well.
Okay.
But we're excited to see what they do season two. I mean, he's hard at work on it already, so we'll see what happens. And I think
about 2 years before we get season two, I figure.
I'm guessing
next year. I thought
it's an HBO series.
He's hard at work writing, and you know they who knows what they're gonna do. But I think
it's gonna be more than a year.
They're gonna get nominated by a crapload, and my guess is they got to find two new amazing.
Well, that's what I mean. Amazingly famous actors. You have to re-go through the casting process. He's still writing.
But I think it's going to be. I think it's going to be way easier because of the success of the first one. You're going to see directors signing up wanting to do let me do 5 episodes because they're not going to do all 8 again. Right. They can't do it because.
So maybe because
the director would have to wait to shoot everything to edit, and they're not going to be able to do that.
I think McConaughey is definitely going to be nominated.
Maybe mid to third quarter 2015.
Yeah, I'm guessing. I think you're not. You're going to see fall. I think this is going to be the fall 2015.
Okay.
Well, that's third quarter. Because they're losing Newsroom.
That's third quarter. Which is summer.
That doesn't help.
Which is so weird. It's just out of the blue. Just
I think Sorkin's done.
Yeah, maybe. I think that was more.
He's
Sorkin
done with that show.
Done.
Yeah.
I really think McConaughey.
It wasn't not renewed. Sorkin was like, "Yeah, I got one season left, and then I'm good."
Yeah,
McConaughey, I think, is going to be nominated. Probably will win. And now I'm wondering how he's going to get his Grammy and his Tony.
Right. Yeah, right. He could be like Whoopi Goldberg.
He got.
But I do think McConaughey interviewed. He spent like did so much work on this character. It's ridiculous. He wrote like a 450-page graph about where his character was. He's got so into this role.
Yeah.
And I think the show's going to win every single award that it touches.
So why is he walking away from it then?
He's not.
It was the plan all along.
It was
meant
to
be an anthology.
Because I heard originally when I heard that McConaughey wasn't coming back, I thought it was because maybe he wasn't coming back. I didn't realize, and I thought they decided to try to make it the anthology thing. So it's I didn't know the
no no. It
I
was
didn't know
always
what came
intended
first, the chicken
be,
or the egg.
No, it was always intended to be written with
and
an
the
eight
two
episode
of them,
ending in mind.
Right.
And the two of them are the executive producers.
Right.
So the real question is, are they going to continue to executive produce the series now that they're off of it?
I could see them wanting money and credit for helping out, but I mean it's Nick Putt, whatever the fuck his name is.
They'll get producer credits, but what they actually will do is probably.
I think an interesting direction is getting two female leads for next season.
Interesting,
but we'll see. They're going to be big. They're going to be big people. I'm excited to see where they go with that. But the other second season that I'm excited is of course Hannibal.
Following,
of course, of course Hannibal, of course Hannibal,
of course it is awesome. And I almost feel like it's better this season. It feels like the show matured a little bit.
Well,
and
of course,
set up a lot
it really
of things.
Is. It's almost
please
coming
stop.
Up to the
please,
following.
Please,
it's almost.
See,
that good.
See, it's. I know it's fun. You're like, hey, I found buttons. Let's push them to piss me off. But I really don't want to give the audience the wrong impression.
No, I'm totally.
Shows,
no, I'm totally.
They're
just,
really
I'm
not even
scapegoats. Ball.
Yeah, but you know what though?
It's, but I'll actually agree with Scapegoat. The show is phenomenal this season. Although I do have one problem with it.
Gillian
I do
Anderson.
Not like no, hardly.
No. Gillian Anderson leaving.
Did she leave?
She's not coming back for a while.
Okay.
Because of her schedule, she's on the other NBC
show. She's on
show.
That other show, yeah. No, that wasn't Fox? My problem. In fact, that actually worked really well for me.
Yeah.
What I didn't enjoy was the first 3 minutes of the premiere.
What was the first 3 minutes of the premiere?
Should I tell you? Will it spoil it for others if I tell you?
I don't care.
You tell me
it's the fight between
Hannibal. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know. I don't
dig... That they decided to do that because we clearly know that's going to be the end.
Yeah, I think they did it. It was an interesting choice.
So we could watch it grow to that point. Like, I would have preferred that be like.
Yeah, I agree.
I would prefer that have been the end
the
and
thing,
been like, whoa.
Yeah, it's an
know?
Interesting choice.
Yeah.
And I think it increases the tension because what they've done is things are moving.
Wait, you know what? It's been out 2 weeks. We can just say what it is. If people haven't watched by now, fuck them.
It's also in the trailer. Like it wasn't a big spoiler. Yeah.
Okay. So it's Hannibal is actually fighting, physically fighting to the death with, with
Lawrence Fishburne.
With Lawrence Fishburne's character.
Oh,
okay.
Who
is the head of the FBI or whatever he is. Okay. And, but then... When there's like a pinnacle moment at the fight where you think one of them or the other of them has the upper hand, they cut to 12 weeks earlier.
Ah, right. Okay.
So I agree. And when you say it like that, it's a problem. It's an interesting choice. I think what makes it interesting is if you're a fan of the show, the way that they've said it is season 4 is Silence of the Lambs.
Right.
So. How are they going to resolve
four
this?
Is Silence of the Lambs?
Season 4 will be Silence of the Lambs.
What's is 3 Red Dragon?
I don't know.
It would have to be. But there's a problem with that.
And that's why it's interesting.
Yeah.
So because they showed this, which means that theoretically, Lawrence Fishburne has to discover what happened.
Right.
Unless that's not what this fight is about. So why?
What possibly
exactly,
could that be about?
And that's what makes this interesting to me is 12 weeks, which means there's an episode after that happens. It's why would they start that way? Because it rushes into action. And the other thing is, the rest of the two episodes, which is one story arc, it's a part 2, is not action-based.
And
it's
I think
all psychological.
I just think they're going off script. I just think they're not going to follow Red Dragon or Silence of the Lambs.
No, I don't think they're going to follow it exactly. But what's interesting is, how do they get there that quickly? And how it's just, so I'm okay with what they did. It's an interesting choice.
Which channel is that on?
This is NBC.
NBC.
Somehow. Because when you watch the beginning of season, the first... Like 6 seconds of the episode 2, you're like, this can't be on cable.
Yeah,
right. No
or,
way.
Or on regular
TV. On network television.
Yeah, I don't know where I can catch up on season 1. I mean, I'm
Amazon Prime.
Oh, okay, good. I have Prime.
If you have Prime, it's on Instant Video Prime. Exclusively.
Free?
It's part of Prime Video. Oh. It's part of Instant Video.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's lovely. There you go.
The you know, the thing is with the way that they've set it up is that we all know what the situation is with regards to Hannibal and what's his name? The detective or the investigator.
What are you talking about?
The Will TV Graham? Show. Yeah, Will Graham.
Oh, okay.
We know like,
it's a lot of dramatic
he knows and so on and so forth. Right. But in Red Dragon in the book and in even in the film adaptation, both of them, they're friends and he is consulting with Lecter on solving the Red Dragon murders.
Right.
So the problem is that we've already surpassed, in my opinion, in the TV show, we've surpassed that relationship. Will Graham is pretty sure that Hannibal Lecter has been framing him or whatever the situation
Maybe
is.
I lied. Season 4 is Red Dragon, I think.
Again, because I don't know how they get
that. They don't have further.
They don't have the rights to Silence of the Lambs. It's the one thing they don't
have. Is
that
have
what
it
the is? Entire, something like that.
But that's like. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't see how they get there. They have a friendly relationship. And when he, you know, he almost accidentally discovers what Hannibal is.
Right.
And confronts him and Hannibal almost kills him. Like there's
it's really interesting, but I trust these writers. Like there's something about the
it's
show.
Just gotta wait and see. Just, right, I guess.
We gotta see, but
well,
it's really
all
exciting.
Of that being said.
And the ratings are better, so it's possible it will come back on.
But you know what doesn't care
season.
About the ratings? The wrap up music. I'm just saying. I'm putting it out there.
Nice segue.
I hear it playing,
well
and
played.
It's like you know. It's great. I'm just putting
listen,
it out
we
there.
Just wanted to make up for all those minutes we lost in the previous weeks.
And absolutely. We finally have caught up on lost minutes.
Oh, and hey, there was some comic books that came out this week.
Listen, we'll retouch on some more product. There was a lot to talk about this week outside of those things, and that's okay. It's all right.
It's all right.
Don't forget, you can check us out online each and every week over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com. You can also check us out on Twitter, where apparently all three of us are now tweeting, at GeekStuffOG.
ScapegoatGS.
And I don't know what mine is.
BK GeekStuff, because that's so hard to remember.
Yeah.
Of course, you can check us out on Facebook, Facebook.com/BKGeekStuff. If you are on Facebook and you do not like our page, fuck you.
Yeah.
Like it, please.
You're an a-hole.
Subscribe to the show, direct download the show, however you want to, you know,
call
continue
us
to please call the GVM line.
At 425-920-6050.
We do want to hear from you, and you may hear yourself on a future episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff. We also still have the Sumo Trooper contest going on for another week, so you still have the ability to enter that.
Don't do it.
So you should do that.
Can I just ask, what was your one-line summary of Hannibal? Your tweet, I didn't see it.
My one-line...
Well, no, don't give it out.
Check it out at Scapegoat.gs.
I want people to check it out at Scapegoat.gs. He'll tell you off.
It is there.
You see, that's what I did. What I did. I was bringing people.
He'll check it out.
So Scapegoat could get some followers like I have.
Well played.
All right, fair enough. Well, you know, if I knew, I would have. I missed them. Otherwise, I would have retweeted them. So maybe I'll go back and retweet them now. But yes, I think that's it.
And with that, OG, we will bring this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff to a close. The way we end all episodes. By saying good night, Richard Coogan, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Roads go ever, ever on. Over rock and under tree.